Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued with our I Am series. We were looking at John chapter 10. And in this chapter, Jesus makes two I Am statements. He says, I am the door and I am the good shepherd. And there are certainly some theological truths, particularly with I am the door. There's that really is an exclusive truth claim by Jesus. He's saying, he says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And so that's an exclusive truth claim. If you're asking the question, how do I have a relationship with God? How is it that I'm saved? How is it that I can go to heaven and be with God forever? The answer is through Jesus Christ, by trusting him. He is the door. But what's interesting to me and what I really spoke mostly about on Sunday is really the personal, intimate relationship that's described in this passage. It's not just these great theological truths like Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, that he is the way that we can have a relationship with God. The emphasis of the passage, if I can say it that way, is really on this relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. When Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, that comes after he has said that the sheep know my voice, that my sheep know my voice, and that the good shepherd calls them out, calls the sheep out by name. And he knows them, and the sheep know him, and they know their voice, and that the sheep won't follow a stranger. They'll only follow the shepherd. And then Jesus caps it all off by saying, I am the good shepherd, and that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And I was reminded as I was reading this and talked with our folks about this, following Jesus is not about just assenting to, mentally assenting to certain beliefs. It really is grounded and rooted in having a relationship, in a relationship with God. Brian Broyles last week taught at the Delaware campus and did a great job talking about this. Said, look, it is grounded. Our faith is grounded in a relationship with God. A relationship with God through Jesus Christ, by trusting Jesus Christ and having an encounter with him and then following him. And something I said to our folks as well is, look, following Jesus is meant to be a joyful experience. Following Jesus is meant to be this joy-filled, trust-filled experience where, yes, there is hardship, yes, there is difficulty in life. We're never going to be free from that in this life. We'll be free from it in heaven, but in this life, we walk by faith and we have suffering and we have difficulty, but overriding that difficulty and kind of undergirding that difficulty is this deep joy because we know that we've been saved. We know that we're going to spend an eternity with God in ever-increasing levels of joy and happiness and fulfillment in his presence. I mean, that is heaven, being in the fullness of God's presence and worshiping and enjoying him forever. And we can have a foretaste of that joy right now because of the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ, the relationship we have with God through Jesus Christ. Jesus calls us his sheep, and he is our shepherd. And that is a close, personal, intimate relationship. And I said on Sunday, you know, the sheep can joyfully and trustingly follow the shepherd wherever because they know the shepherd provides for them and takes care of them. And so what I want to do this morning, I want to give us some time to just reflect and then pray, because here's my concern. My concern is that sometimes, and I've seen this in my own life, I've seen this in other believers' lives as they follow Jesus. There are times where when we talk about our faith, we don't talk about it as a joyful experience. And maybe we're not experiencing the joy that Jesus means for us to experience. We think about our faith as a list of rules to follow, that it's just a religion, it's things I'm supposed to believe, and I'm supposed to do this and do that, and I'm not doing as well as I should, and so I feel guilty about that. And Jesus calls us into a personal, close relationship where he has taken away our sin and given us eternal life, and he is the good shepherd who lays his life down for the sheep. And so we are called into a joyful relationship with Jesus. And so I want to give us a moment to reflect on that. And if that's just not how we've thought about that, to maybe repent of that and say, Lord, will you help me? And if you're not experiencing that, and you know that, man, Jesus calls me to more than just these rules. He calls me into a relationship to ask the Lord, Lord, will you show me? Will you teach me what this looks like? Will you remind me that following you, my good shepherd, should be a joy-filled, trust-filled, wonderful experience with hardship, yes, with suffering, but ultimately joy in your presence and joy in knowing that you've saved me, you've washed away my sin, you've made me clean, and I'll spend eternity with you. So take some time just to reflect on that right now, to reflect on the gospel and what Jesus has done for you, the way he loves you, and then take some time to pray and ask the Lord to just fill you with the joy that comes with knowing him. Let's pray. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning on the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.